Hello again, Person County, and thank you for listening to this edition of Turn the Page, where we talk about books and reading and all things literary. And, as always, a special thanks to the wonderful folks who sponsor the show, Reagan & Son Heating and Air, Truth Books and Gifts, and Donovan Insurance. Happy February. I'm hoping it brings good reading for us all. January was not a great reading month for me. I started several books that I just couldn't finish. I finished a couple that I now wonder why I stuck it out and finished. But there were a couple of really good ones. Last time, I told you about Matt Haig's The Humans, which is one of the best that I've read in some time. Today, I want to tell you about another good one. It's very different from Haig's, but it's also good. The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave was, for me, one of those books that you start and cannot put down until you finish it. Forget the dishes, forget the laundry, forget sleep. You have to finish this book once you start. It's a Reese Witherspoon pick, and I don't like a lot of her choices, but this one worked. It was published in May 2021, so it's not brand new, but it's not old either. According to the publisher's synopsis, before Owen Michaels disappears, he manages to smuggle a note to his beloved wife of 1 year. Protect her. That's all the note says. Despite her confusion and fear, Hannah Hall knows exactly to whom the note refers. Owen's 16-year-old daughter, Bailey. Bailey, who lost her mother tragically as a child. Bailey, who wants nothing to do with her new stepmother. As Hannah's increasingly desperate calls to Owen go unanswered, as the FBI arrests Owen's boss, as a U.S. Marshal and FBI agents arrive at her Sausalito home unannounced, Hannah quickly realizes her husband isn't who he said he was, and that Bailey just may hold the key to figuring out Owen's true identity and why he really disappeared. Hannah and Bailey set out to discover the truth together. But as they start putting together the pieces of Owen's past, they soon realize that they're also building a new future, one neither Hannah nor Bailey could have anticipated. That's the end of the publisher's synopsis. The Last Thing He Told Me is a perfectly paced tale of a woman's love and a husband's secrets. Hannah is forced to choose between possibly getting her husband back and protecting his daughter from the mistakes the daughter's mom's family made and those that the child's father made as well. To say the story is breathtaking is an understatement. I highly recommend The Last Thing He Told Me by Laura Dave. Now, I want to do a little shameless promotion for the Friends of the Person County Library. As president of the Friends, I'm of course biased toward the organization. We support programming at the library, like children's reading programs and tons of other things that enhance the offerings for all ages at the library. If you're not a member of the Friends, please stop by the library and join. It's $15 a year for an individual. Being a member gives you early access to our two book sales each year. We hold one in the fall and one in the spring. This year, the spring sale will be April 27th through April 29th. The afternoon of April 27th is a sneak peek for Friends members only. Now, you can join at the sale that day. The sale will be open to the public on April 28th and April 29th. Please go ahead and mark your calendars to come stock up on ridiculously cheap reading. Gently used hardcovers will be just $1, paperbacks 50 cents, and children's books just a quarter. We also accept donations of gently used books year-round. You can drop them off at the library during regular hours. Please take them inside. The staff will gladly accept them and help you with them. Thank you for supporting the library and the Friends. And Thank you for listening. Happy reading.